The Misunderstood Guest. Once upon a time, in the heart of the woods, there was a cozy little house where the Jackson family lived. There were three children in the family: Lily, who was 9 and loved to sing, Jake, the eldest at 21 who was known for his big appetite, and Emma, 13, with a heart full of kindness. This Thanksgiving, they decided to invite a very special guest, a creature from American folklore that everyone talked about but few had seen. Let's call him Mr. Mythy. As the Thanksgiving dinner drew near, Lily was rehearsing a song she had written especially for the occasion. It went, "We're having Mr. Mythy for dinner. It's true! We'll dine with a legend. How exciting! Woohoo!" Hearing this, Mr. Mythy began to quiver with fear, misunderstanding her tune. Tears streamed down his fabled face as he pictured Jake gobbling up his feet. In folklore and feasts, feet do go first. "Oh dear, this must be the worst," he sobbed. Emma noticed Mr. Mythy's distress and quickly sat down beside him. "Oh, Mr. Mythy," she soothed, "you've got it all wrong. We're not eating you for dinner. You're our honored guest. We want your stories and your company. Nothing else. And besides, eating feet? Yuck, that'd be really gross." She spent over an hour explaining to Mr. Mythy how Thanksgiving was a time for gratitude and friendship. Mr. Mythy's eyes dried as understanding dawned upon him. He chuckled at his silly mistake and joined the family at the table, where he received the warmest welcome. As they shared food, stories, and laughter, Mr. Mythy felt truly thankful. That night, they all learned the importance of clear words and that a little misunderstanding could indeed become quite an exaggerated fear. But most of all, they learned about the joy of togetherness, no feet eating involved.